Good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Christ Singapore service this morning. And I'm happy that we have the chance to still meet online, even though we are not able to meet in person this morning. But I want to start by saying thanks to, I'm thankful that Jasmine Teo has made it possible to use her facilities, her office space, to be able to record the Sunday service for this week. And I also want to say that I'm very thankful for each and every one of you and how you've been serving the last weeks in order to keep the precautionary measures for our church and make it possible to meet every Sunday up to now. And as we meet this Sunday, we may not meet in person, but we can still meet together in this manner. And I'm also very thankful that the leaders, the worship leader of the church, have agreed to every Sunday through the leadership of Jeffrey to make sure that we get a list of songs that you can worship with together with your families before listening to the sermon or before the kids go and listen to what has been provided for them in teaching and the same for the youth. But before I go into the word today, let's come together before God in prayer. Hallelujah, Father God. Father, we worship you and we praise you because there is no one else like you. And Lord, as we gather together this morning in our homes, we thank you that your presence fills the place, that your presence fills our homes, your presence fills our hearts, God. And Lord, we just pray as the word goes out this morning, may it speak into our lives and may it bring faith, may it bring hope, may it bring the life that you have called it to bring, Father God. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as we look at the world today, we know that we're looking at a changing world. And we may sometimes find that as we wake up in the morning, the first thing we may do is to look at the news. And we wonder what we're going to hear about. We wonder what we're going to read about. Because something new might have happened since we went to sleep the night before. And we may have this sense that things are out of our control. We may have a sense that we don't know what decisions we need to make for our companies, for our families. And it's so important that as we see the revolving world and we see the changing world, that we need to realize and we need to know that there's one person that will never change, and that is God. That no matter how much will change around us, he will always be the same. And he will never change. His promises will never change. And as we look upon social media today and we look upon the news, we also find that people in the midst of everything are trying to remind us to be positive. To not allow us to be affected in a negative manner by what we see and what we hear, but choose to keep the positivity in the midst of it. But the thing is that there is something about being positive that is hard to keep if we don't know who is behind us. Because as believers, every single day we need to be reminded of who we are in Christ. That our existence, our peace, our joy does not depend on this world, but it depends on God. That we understand and feel the firm foundation that the Word of God is the very rock that we stand on. So even though I know that many people are going through the challenge today, that they may not even know if they're going to hold their work, they may not even know if they need to let go of some people the day after. So we may feel that we stand before tough decisions. We stand before tough things that we have to do every single day. And every single day we find that we need a wisdom beyond our own wisdom. And as we find in Romans 10 and 8, but what does it say? The word is near you, it's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So as we see the change that is going all around us, we need to know what the Bible tells us. We need to know what is the foundation that we stand on. And we also need to be reminded that the Word of God needs to be close to our mouth. It needs to be in our mouth and it needs to be in our heart. And as I said, I want to take a moment to look at the book of Joshua. Because there is something that as I was preparing for this sermon, the Lord led me, I believe the Lord started to lead me to the book of Joshua chapter 8. And as I was reading about how the word of the Lord came to him, I was reminded of, and as we look upon the context of chapter 8, that the word of the Lord came to Joshua in chapter 8 in a very specific moment of time. It was a challenging time for the nation of Israel. Because when we go to chapter 6 of the book of Joshua, we find that Israel, it's going well for Israel. Joshua is their leader and he is leading them from victory, from one victory to the other. And in chapter 6, we find how they are able to conquer the Jericho. And as they conquer Jericho, they see the faithfulness of God, they see the miracles of God and the greatness of God. But we don't have to go much further than to chapter 7, when we see that the nation of Israel experienced defeat. So from going from a great victory to suddenly a defeat. So we find that Joshua and Israel are about, in chapter 7, are about to take the city of Ai. And as they're about to take that city, Joshua sends some spies ahead of them to make sure to spy out the land. And as they come back, they come with the report of, yeah, we can do it. Let's go. Let's go in. And let's take the city. We don't need so many men. So we just need a few. And we can do it easily. So as they go and they are going to go and take the land, they experienced something they had not expected. They were defeated. They even lost some of their men. And they had to come back in defeat. So as Joshua realized the news, he had to come before the Lord in prayer. Because something had gone wrong. Something had happened. You know, because when we look at how the spies come back, they come back with the news that they can easily take over the city. It was different from the news that they had brought back when they were about to take Jericho. Because when the spies were sent before the nation of Israel to go and spy out the land of Jericho, they come back with the news that they say, yes, the Lord can do it. The Lord can go before us and we can take the city. But maybe some pride had come in this time around. Maybe they thought, we can do it in our own strength. We can do it in our own power. We actually don't need anything extra. We have done such great things that we can go ahead and take the city as well. But what they were about to find out is that without God, they were not going to be able to accomplish it. But without God and without the strength of God, it would actually lead to a defeat. And we find that when news comes to Joshua, the first thing he does is to go in prayer before God. And we find in Joshua 7, 6 to 9, then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening. He and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, Lord, God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan and all to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? Oh, that we have been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. Oh, Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns his back before his enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it and surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name? So as Joshua gets the news about the defeat, he gathers the elders, or as he realized the defeat, he gathers the elders of Israel, and they come before the face of God. And in the midst of that, the Lord reveals what has happened. That because of a man named Achan that had disobeyed the commandments of God, and he had taken spoil that belongs to the Lord for his family, he had not heeded the commandment of God, and he even took it and he hid it away. So what the nation of Israel needed to do right and then was to put things right in the eyes of God. And as they chose to put things right before God, the word of hope came into their situation. So as Joshua would seek the Lord, Israel had to position themselves again in the promise of God. You know, as believers, we need to realize that even when things seem so hopeless and we feel defeated, even in the midst of times like that, the Lord always has a word and a hope. Because there will be times in our lives we don't know what to do next. There will be times in our lives where we question, we may even question, does our faith apply today? And I'm sure that the nation of Israel was wondering, you know, how can we have gone from such a victory to a defeat? But they had to come to a place of realization that outside of full obedience to God, outside of the word of God and the covering of God, they were not able to accomplish what they had set out to do. But as soon as they would humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, as soon as they were able to position themselves before God again, He would be the one who gives them the victory. So what happens is that the word of God comes to Joshua. And we find in Joshua 8, 1-3, "Now the Lord said to Joshua, 'Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Take all of the people of war with you, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. And you shall do to Ai and his king as you did to Jericho and his king. Only his spoil and his cattle shall you take as booty for yourself. Lay an ambush for the city behind it.' So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai. And Joshua chose 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night." So when the word of the Lord came to Joshua, Lord, God gave them a word to go back and take that city. So they had to again face the very thing that had defeated them. But this time, they had the confidence that God would accomplish it. And what is so interesting about this is that when God's word comes to Joshua, it says, "I have given into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land." With other words, I have already done it. I have already accomplished it. Now you go in the power of God and in the obedience of God. God did not say, "I might do it," or "I will do it." But the positional truth that the people of Israel was given is that it's already been accomplished. Now you go and you obey my word. And it's that positional truth that we as believers need to be so aware of. Because just like the word of God came to Joshua, I have. The word of God comes to us today in so much the same way. I have already done it. As in, when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, when Jesus died on the cross for our shame, for our sicknesses, he accomplished something already then that has been given to you and me today. When Jesus nailed our fears, when Jesus nailed our sorrows, when he nailed the sin that would try to keep a hold of us, he already won a victory over all of it over 2,000 years back. And each and every promise the Lord gives us today is that it's already there. It's already at your disposal. It's already been given. It's already a reality in your life. Now you take it. Now you receive it and make it yours today. Now you step out in the word that God has given you and choose obedience and choose faith instead of fear. And when we look at the story of Joshua, we find that yes, the word of the Lord came before the battle. But what is so interesting to see that even in the midst of the battle, the word of the Lord came again. And we find in Joshua 8 and 18, it says, "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'Stretch out the spear that is in your hands toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand.' And Joshua stretched out the spear that was in his hand toward the city." And we find that he kept on stretching out the spear that he had in his hand until the battle was won. And you know, what is so interesting about God is that he gives us a word, that he gives us a direction to go by. But even in the midst, as we take a steps of obedience, and as we continue to live the lives that he has called us to, even in the midst of the battles on our way to breakthrough, on our way to the other side, there may be challenges that come up in the way. And all of those challenges want to take our focus away from God. All of it wants to be a distraction in our lives and take the things that God has spoken to us and minimize it sometimes to even nothing. But even in the midst of that, the word of the Lord comes again to reaffirm you, to reestablish you, to make it known to you that he is with you. And that is what happened to Joshua. Yes, he received the word at the beginning of the battle, but even in the midst of the battle, the word came again that he had to hold out his spear, he had to hold out the weapon, and when the fight was over, and until the fight was over. And you know, maybe that's exactly what you have sensed throughout the situation with the coronavirus. Maybe at the very beginning, when all this started to break out, even before you came to Singapore, maybe you started to sense that the Lord gave you a word. There was a word of affirmation. There was a word of protection. There was a word of "do not fear, for I am with you." But then as things started to escalate, things started to become a little bit more frightening in a sense in the natural. We started to see how nations would close their borders in order to protect their own people. And it may be start within you to become a certain distraction away from what the Lord spoke to you. And we start to doubt, and we may even start to withdraw. And we may even find ourselves that we start to go under the fear. We start to be anxious. we start to be worried and our focus is shifted. But just like the nation of Israel in Joshua 8, there was a need of a focus to be shifted again. They had to take their eyes off the defeat, off the challenge, off the things that had caused them pain and maybe humbled themselves. And they had to again choose to position themselves in the promise of God and align with what He had said. So as the Lord speaks to you, just like He spoke to Joshua, do not be afraid. Be courageous. We need to take a hold of it and say, yeah, that's mine. I will not let go of it. Even though things around me are changing, my God will not change. Even though I sense that people are afraid, people are fearful, my God says, do not fear. And, you know, sometimes we ask ourselves maybe the question, but why is it that Christians are getting sick? Why is it that they are catching the COVID-19? Or how come some of them even die? You know, all of these are questions that can be kind of a natural, in a sense, from a human perspective to wonder about. And some of it may be some things that we don't even get an answer until we go to heaven. But we all need to make a decision that experience cannot take the position of the Word of God. If things we see around us that we don't fully understand, you know, we don't fully can align with the Word, we never should let the Word be our compromise. Because even what we see, because faith is the assurance of things not seen, is the confidence of something that I may not even experience in the natural. But even my experience need to be aligned with the Word. And you know, the Word says that by the stripes of Jesus, by His stripes, you are healed. Just like the Word came to Joshua, that I have given it into your hands. The Word of God comes to us today. By His stripes, you are healed. Yes, sometimes healing will take time, being inner or outer healing. Sometimes it takes time for the things to align with the truth that we see in the Word. But we should never choose to give up the Word for feeling or for experience. And even in the midst of the battle, God will reaffirm His Word and remind that He is with us, that He is before us, and that He will never leave us nor forsake us. So as we look at the story of Israel, we see it's placed in the old covenant. But you and me are living in times of the new covenant. And the new covenant will always be greater and stronger than the old covenant. And just as the nation of Israel had to align themselves with the promise of God, realize, position themselves in what God said, and go in that authority and power. You and me need to realize what is our positional truth today. That as we walk through this earth, as we see the things right in front of us, at the same time as we live in a fallen world, and sometimes because of that fallen world, there are things that happen in our lives that we may wonder, where is God in the midst of it? Why is that taking place? Why is this happening? But we always need to come back to what has He said. And Ephesians 2:4-6 said, But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we are dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So the word of the Lord to us every single day is that even though we live in this world, even though we see the results of sin all around us, as believers, there is truth that is beyond the natural truth. And who we are in Christ is that we have been made to sit together with him in the heavenlies. Yes, we walk this earth. Yes, we are here now. But our spiritual truth is that we are seated with Christ. And our spiritual truth is that we are far above all principalities and power. Because Ephesians 1, 20 to 21 tells us that Christ is seated, and he has been seated in the heavenlies at the right hand of God. And he is far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. So if Christ is seated far above all principalities, power and might and dominion, and you and me are seated with him, that means that the same reality that belongs to Christ belongs to us. That right now, at this moment, we are seated above all principalities, all powers, all authority, every name that is named. You know, when Jesus died on the cross for us, he gave us all things with him. Yes, we received the forgiveness of sins. Yes, we received the righteousness of God that cannot be earned. And because of the righteousness of Christ that has been given to us, we now can stand with boldness before God. And even though salvation and righteousness would just be enough to rejoice and be happy, but the thing is that Christ and God has given us everything else with him. And as he is seated in the heavenlies, so are we. At this moment of time, we have the same authority that Christ has. The same authority that Jesus Christ walked with when he walked this earth. What is it that when we look at his life? He had authority over every demon. He had authority over every sickness. He had authority over everything that would try to rise itself against the knowledge of God. Every time he spoke with authority. Everything he did in the leading of the Father. So that same authority is given to you and me today. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of sin. He broke the power of death. He broke the power of fear and every sickness, every virus that will ever be named. So whatever challenge you face today, whatever name it may have, even though you may sense that you have been defeated, or that the last days, the last weeks have been nothing but defeat and worry and anxiety, we need to know that as we align with his promise, that there is hope, and that whatever thing we need to face today, to face the future, has already been provided to us through the cross. So every decision you need to make, every plan you need to put into place, every challenge that you have, Jesus has already provided you with a solution through the cross. But we need to know what he says. We need to know who we are so that we can stand strong, so that we can stand bold, so that we can stand upright, and then we can speak out his name, the name that is above every other name. Because what he has promised is already accomplished. You know, everything has been given to you in Christ that you need to finish your race on this earth. Everything has been given to you in Christ that you need to make a decision for the next week. Everything has been given to you in Christ that you need to overcome the sickness that you may be facing. Everything is at your disposal because you are in Him, and because you are in Him, you are far above every other power and every other name. Romans 8 tells us that the Spirit Himself already bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So everything that is God, everything that is promised, is given to you as heir to Him. So when you and me received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we became the children of God, and we became joint heirs with Christ. So I want to ask us a question this morning. Do you really trust God? Do you really trust Him for your health, for your finances, for your work, for your family? Do you trust that when you submit your life to Him, that only good gifts come from Him? You know, the COVID-19 does not come from God. But every good gift comes from God, meaning He will always have a counter thing for you to overcome what you have right now in your life. He will always have the answer. He will always have the antidote that you need in your life. You know, Joshua heard the word. He was wondering maybe, where was God? But when he heard the word, faith came in. And the same thing for you and me. The word comes to you. The word is near you. Let the word be in your mouth and in your heart. Let it be the very thing that you speak upon your life, upon your company, upon your family, upon your work. We need to hear the word so that faith can arise, because we are in Him. But everything He has given us will also need to have the outstretched hand that says, yes, this is mine. This belongs to me. I receive it by faith. Throughout the battle, Joshua had to hold up the sword. And as he held up the sword, battle continued, and he kept it up until the battle was over. The same way, you and me need to keep up, hold out the word of God, continue to pray, continue to speak out the name of Jesus, continue to proclaim the protection of the blood upon ourselves and upon our families and upon those around us, and not give up in holding on to what He has said. And to continue to believe that He is the God that He says He is. When the word comes, trust comes. When the word comes, faith comes. When we come to heaven, we are not going to need faith. When we will not leave this earth and go for eternity, everything will be perfect. And no faith will be needed. But right now, as we walk this walk on earth, we need faith. And we need to stretch out for faith. And we need to choose to believe God more than we believe our experience. If our experience is contrary to His Word, then our experience needs to align with His Word. Understanding what position we hold in Christ will cause peace in our hearts. As believers, we need to be fully dependent on Him and choose to stand on what He has said. When you are faced with a decision that you need to make tomorrow, and I know that, as I've said, the world is changing and has changed, and it will continue to change for as long as we live. But when you are faced with a decision you need to make as you go to work tomorrow or next or during the next coming days, as you have to make a decision in order to that may affect more than yourself, even the security of your coworkers, know that everything you need to take the decision is already given you in Christ. Because the Bible says, ask for wisdom, and I will give you wisdom. But sometimes we as believers, there's one thing we forget to do, and that is to ask. Knowing that God is only one prayer away, and that there is nothing that is too little or too small for Him. So that's my encouragement for each and every one of us this morning. That we know that the Word is near us. That today, God wants to encourage you. Today, God wants to speak to you. Today, He wants to remind you that He has only good plans. And that He knows that the plans He has for you is to prosper you and to give you long life. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we praise you and we thank you. I thank you for each and every one that has been joining us this morning. Lord, we just pray that you will continue to walk with each and every one of us. Lord, I pray for those that are listening right now. Lord, you know their challenges. You know the challenge of decisions they have to make. You see the struggles, you even see, Father God, that some may even have felt like they have been defeated. But Lord, we thank you that today your word is close to them. And today your word to each and every one of us is do not fear, but be courageous. Do not fear because you are with us, God. You will lead us, you will guide us. And you will show us the way as we continue to trust in you and submit to you and walk with you, Lord. So, Father, I commit every single one into your hands, Father. And I pray for the protection of the blood of Jesus upon us and upon our families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and thank you for joining us this morning. And I'll continue to pray with you and pray for you. And if anything, know that as your pastor, I am here for you, and I'm only one phone call away. Amen.